This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines: Divine Strike Test canceled, and GNIP scoping meetings will be held in New Mexico. Divine Strike Test canceled. Pentagon officials said recently that they have decided to cancel the Divine Strike experiment, a massive non-nuclear blast that had been planned for the Nevada test site in support of the Bunker Buster and other earth-penetrating weapons. James Tignaglia, director of the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, said in a statement, quote, "I have become convinced that it's time to look at alternative methods that obviate the need for this type of large-scale test," end quote. The test had faced strong public opposition from the Western Shoshone and downwinders, politicians, and environmental groups since its inception. There was concern that the blast would scatter radioactive material from past above-ground nuclear tests over already impacted communities. Vanessa Pierce of Heal, Utah said, quote, "The cancellation of Divine Strike is a great victory for all, and it sends a clear message: our lives, our health, and our concerns matter," end quote. GNIP scoping meetings will be held in New Mexico. The Global Nuclear Energy Partnership, GNIP, is a program to restart nuclear waste reprocessing as an alternative form of waste disposal in the United States. The proposal also includes promoting nuclear power worldwide by providing nuclear fuel services to developing countries, including removal of spent nuclear fuel rods. The DOE proposes to construct three facilities under GNIP: a reprocessing center, a fast reactor, and a research center. The reprocessing center would collect the nation's spent nuclear fuel and separate its different components, including high-level liquid waste, toxic and unusable uranium, and the components for new fuel rods. The fast reactor would use the new fuel rods. There is no current disposal pathway for the waste, however. DOE will attempt to develop technology which could reduce the half-life of this waste at the research center. Three places in New Mexico are being considered as possible sites for GNIP. In southern New Mexico, both the Triassic Park hazardous waste site and a new site located between Hobbs and Carlsbad have been volunteered as the possible sites for the fast reactor and reprocessing center. Los Alamos National Laboratory has been proposed as a site to continue research into ways to mitigate the waste. Community groups are concerned that these sites may become the nation's de facto dump for spent nuclear fuel. Miguel Pacheco with the Las Vegas Peace and Justice Center said, quote, "It is a backward concept to create one more ounce of nuclear waste or to build one more nuclear power plant," end quote. DOE will hold four public scoping meetings in New Mexico to receive input regarding this proposal in Hobbs on Monday, February 26, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Lee County Event Center. In Carlsbad on Tuesday, February 27th, from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at Pecos River Village Conference Center. In Roswell on Tuesday, February 27th, from 6 to 9:30 at the Best Western Sallyport Inn and Suites. And in Los Alamos on Thursday, March 1st, from 6 until 9:30 p.m. at the Hilltop House Best Western. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these scoping meetings or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.